Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
The next 30 minutes, well, it's your takeover, the Baggies takeover, a chance for you to have your say this evening. Like all fan shows, we're giving you a voice to have a chance for the fans to say what they want about the club. Don't worry about the pundits. This is on you for the next 30 minutes. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, a man who joins us now, and he is a man in the know, is Connor Ashfield from WBA Fan TV. Connor, always good to get you on and get your thoughts on what's going on. And the perfect time to get you on because for the first time in 7 games, West Brom winning the league, beating Luton, and not only was it 3 points, it was 3 points that saw West Brom, because of other results as well, going back to the top of the Championship.
Yeah, I've got to say that in terms of results, we have been really lucky this season. Like, every time we seem to lose, the other teams around us seem to bottle it. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and complain, but, you know, like you said, 2-0 against Luton. Wasn't the most convincing of performances, I thought, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction. And hopefully, like I was saying last week, the mentality of the players will improve now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, isn't it, Connor? We've been doing a show now. I spoke to you a few times. We're talking about a team that couldn't win. They were still up there. Then they got a win. And you know, it's 1-7. They're back at the top. Leeds are faltering. It's the way the league goes. And we mentioned last week, they win against Luton on the weekend. No one really, not remembers or forgets what happened before, but the kind of the chatter dies down. And now we can just concentrate on the last 13 or so games towards the end of the season and really kick on from there, because it's still right in front of West Brom for the taking.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we've only got positives. You know, Dean Garner is not going to be fit until March, but, you know, it's a positive that he is going to come back for the last 7 games of the season. You know, Kieran Gibbs is back in training now. Mateus Pereira's back, ready to go, and he's probably one of the best Championship players overall. And, you know, going into Millwall now on Sunday, I think our players will hopefully have a bit more confidence to win the game.
Yeah, and what did you make of the result on the weekend? Before we look at those games, you've got 2 games now, and they are both away. But Callum Robinson straight into the side. We know that West Brom signed him. It didn't quite work out against Sheffield United. Straight into the team. Pleased with his performance?
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant. He added a lot of sharpness and energy to our team, something which we'd been lacking over the past couple of weeks. You know, we haven't had that spark what Callum Robinson gave us. He's balling for the first goal, which led to an own goal, which would have probably been tapped in by Charlie Austin anyway. But not only that, you know, he was having a lot of chances. He was creating a lot of opportunities. He's linking up with Krivinovic really well. Overall, a brilliant performance, and on the day was probably my man of the match.
Yeah, and that's what you want when the extra body's coming in, obviously making that impact, hitting the ground running. When any time you make a signing, Connor, and it is in the winter transfer window, coming in January, there isn't much time to bleed the players into the side. You know, you have to really hope for the best that they get off straight to a flying start. And that's kind of, I don't want to say what's happened here. It has been one game, but you can see the kind of the freshness they bring to the side already.
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, it'll only get better. We've got, you know, Brzezicki still to be put in the team. We've still got Kieran Gibbs to come back. We've still got Pereira to come back. And we've still got Dean Garner to come back in the later part of the season. But, you know, it's all positive at the minute. Like you say, it's hard to just chuck a player in and them do well. But I thought that Callum Robinson really fitted in well with the way Bilic wants to play. And I do think he'll be a key part to the squad now, obviously. Matt Phillips as well on against Luton played a lot better. And in recent weeks, he's been very poor. Knowing that there's a bit of competition in the club might encourage other players to do better as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting one as well, because we know all of the noise that comes out, Connor, when a team maybe isn't winning that match, and maybe fans, or we all do, we start pointing the blame or looking for answers. Where's it gone wrong? You know, is the momentum gone? Is the belief? Is this player not up to it? And Jake Livermore come out after that win on the weekend saying, look, we want to repay the fans because it was them that stuck by us, gave us massive belief, stayed behind the team. They stuck with us, and this win is for them. And we know sometimes fans mean it, but he meant it, didn't he? And the fans have really stayed the course with the side.
I thought he was excellent as well against Luton. I thought he didn't put a foot wrong. He was all over the pitch. I thought Livermore, you know, he was brilliant.
Yeah, he was brilliant. And on the day, West Brom value for the win, 3-0, just maybe the tonic they needed, facing a side that is shipping goals and down the bottom in Luton. And I know you've got to concentrate on your own side, Connor. You're only worried about what the Baggies are doing, as the fans who are listening to this show. But you do have to keep one eye on the table. And West Brom are beating Luton. And is there one part of you just looking over and you're going, Leeds are losing to Wigan here. This is just a great, great day.
See, I'm more concerned about Brentford, so I'll be completely honest.
Really?
Like, we see it all the time with Leeds, that they seem to fall off towards the later part of the season. But I think, you know, that Brentford side's unbelievable at the minute. You know, Benrahma hitting form. Mm. You know, they look unstoppable at the minute. And I think if anyone's going to catch us, it'll be them or Fulham. I really do. I feel like those are the two sides who we need to be looking at more than Leeds. Mm.
It's interesting in the Championship, Connor, because I know we could say this probably every season. There's always four or six teams, but no one really knows who's gonna go in that top two, who's gonna win the league. The playoffs aren't set, and you just mentioned there Brentford, Fulham, Forest are going well, Bristol City. There's a couple of teams on the edge of that, and nothing's set in stone. And I don't just mean the playoffs; I mean the automatic places as well. It's really, you could argue that everyone's got a case to win the league, go up in the top two, and the playoffs, and everything is still on the table.
Yeah, that's why the Championship's one of the most exciting leagues. You get you know, teams who you wouldn't really expect to be up there fighting for promotion, like Brentford. I don't think many people would have put them to like be like that, but we saw it with other teams in the past as well. You know, the Championship's a really unpredictable, exciting league.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's why it's one of the most watched and attended leagues throughout the whole of Europe. Couple of deadline day signings. We knew Joe Chapman was on the show a few weeks back saying West Brom would be busy. Bilic will add to the squad to really kick on in that home straight of the season. You mentioned him, Grzycki from Hull, Lee Peltier from Cardiff City. Pleased with the additions? I know now you've seen him, but before that, you know, getting those two over the line on deadline day.
I was happy with all of them, to be completely honest. If you look at what we've actually done in the window, we've added a lot of versatility down the front line. We've added players with a bit of pace, i.e. Callum Robinson and Grzycki. And not only that, Lee Peltier from Cardiff, you know, he's done everything with Cardiff. He's been in the Premier League, he's been in the Championship. So, you know, he's just one of those players who can potentially help us get us over the line. I'm not sure how much he'll play, but his experience in this league is invaluable.
Yeah, it certainly is. And that's what you get with a wise veteran experienced head in this league, because you need it just to get out. They say it's the toughest division to get out of. But some players who were maybe trying to get out and they stayed at the club, obviously we spoke about it. Ferguson, looking like a move to Palace was on the cards. He stayed. Chris Brunt has ended up staying. There was talk of him linking up with Michael O'Neill at Stoke City. What does this mean for their futures at WBA now? We know they're here to the end of the season, but happy with that, because they both seemingly wanting to leave and maybe their future beyond as well?
I'm happy with Brunt because, you know, Brunt's been here for like 13 years. He's a club legend. But in terms of, you know, Nathan Ferguson, I'm a bit disappointed with him. You know, he's meant to be playing for his boyhood club. You know, he's getting regular first team football with us. And then, you know, a good chance of promotion, and I've heard in the club that they offered him £20,000 a week and £30,000 if we went up, plus £1 million loyalty bonus. But his agents apparently didn't want to know, so it just shows greed to me, to be completely honest. You know, I understand a young player wanting to develop his career, but you know, he's got every chance here to develop as much as he would at Palace. He's at a club who he's been at since he was young, got a good chance of promotion, and you know, he, like I say, he's getting first team football.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and it's a little bit sad, Connor, if I'm being honest. I can't lie, because a player that's, you know, he's young, he's playing for WBA, he's been absolutely brilliant for the side, and he's come through, and you want to see him carry on flying the WBA flag and colours, and then the move don't happen, he doesn't go to Palace, and that, ultimately, as all fans do, myself included, we lose it, because we go, well, he doesn't want to be here, he's not signing on, and it kind of tarnishes, I don't want to say their legacy, but kind of the affection the fans have with him, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot to do with his agent, I'll be completely honest. I think he's been really poorly advised by his agent, but yeah, like you say, it does affect the relationship between the player and fans, because I've heard a lot of fans saying, oh, just let him rot in the reserves and stuff like this, and it probably would have been better if we could have sold him for that 10 million because, you know, there's just uncertainty now. How awkward must it have been for him to come into training the next day when his move, you know, has collapsed? He doesn't really want to be at the club. I heard that originally one of the deals was for him to come back to West Brom on loan, but his agent wanted absolutely nothing to do with that. So it's a bit awkward for him, I think.
Yeah, and it's an interesting one. I want to talk about someone else whose move didn't quite work out, because Albion terminated Chris Willock's loan from Benfica. He's now gone and joined Upwell Huddersfield. Didn't quite work out. What was your thoughts on that one?
I was a bit disappointed, I'm not going to lie, but from what I've heard from Slaven Bilic and from what I've seen, he's good enough for the under-23s, but people were saying that they didn't think he was good enough to make that step up. My only disappointment is, you know, you sign a lad from Benfica, you know, you get all hyped up because it's from, you know, a team that produces some of the best talent. It comes in and it doesn't really work out for him. He doesn't really get a shout in on the match day squads, not even really in the cup games. It is disappointing that we couldn't utilise him a bit more than we did, but, you know, I'm sure every West Brom fan will be keeping a close eye on him up in Huddersfield and seeing what he has to deliver.
Yeah, well, he comes from Arsenal, didn't he? He was a product there. They didn't want to lose him. It wasn't Benfica's player. Arsenal were gutted to lose him. Strange that it's now not worked out at Benfica, then at West Brom. But who knows? It'd be a shame he goes and shines at Huddersfield. Connor, we really appreciate you coming on and always giving us a little bit of your time. I want fans to make sure they check out WBA Fan TV and Connor, because the extra content you can get is fans is worthwhile. But tweet us tonight at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Put a question to me, Connor, and Wayne Gordon, who will be joining us next from All Things Albion.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the West Bromwich Albion Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Connor Ashfield there from WBA Fan TV, and delighted to say now I am joined by Wayne Gordon from All Things Albion. And remember, there is still time tonight to have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Wayne, always good to get you on and speak to you. West Brom won on a weekend, and I know we've had to do the show. I felt for you, mate, when it hasn't been going great. One win in seven, you know, couldn't get the wins. Couple of FA Cup victories to talk about, and, you know, there was times maybe we were not being hard on the team, but we had to be realistic about the situation the Baggies found themselves in. But it just felt like the feel-good vibes pouring in on Saturday, and it was like whatever happened before has long gone.
Yeah, and 3 points would do that to any team. I thought we did a professional job at Luton. It wasn't, you know, spectacular. It wasn't what you'd expect from top of the table against bottom of the table, but we did what we had to do. And following seven games, if we were to win, I'd have took 1-0, tapping from 2 yards out, to be honest with you. We've got that win on the board now. That feeling's back, as you said. So let's hope we can carry on with it now.
Wayne, I couldn't agree more. It's so funny. As all fans, we want attractive football, fluid football, sexy passing. We want 3-4, 5-0. But when you go on a run and you're just like, I just need 3 points. I don't even care if it's an own goal in the 89th minute. Just the 3 points, please. That will do us nicely. And that's kind of what we was waiting for, wasn't it? We just needed a little... A rub of the green, a little bit of luck, just a goal to go in off the shin and just get the feel-good feeling back around the club again.
Yeah. We had an own goal early. That set us up well. Defence was solid all game. Weren't really troubled by Luton, as you'd expect, really. As I say, nice and professional. Job done. And on to Millwall now.
Yeah, absolutely. On to Millwall and Reading. Both those games are away. So, you know, tricky contests with Millwall and Reading. Both doing fairly well in the middle part of the season. Before that, though, obviously, you did find out your opponents in the FA Cup this week. It will be Newcastle because they beat Oxford in an absolute thriller. 3-2 in the replay down at Kassam Stadium, League One, Oxford. But you've already had a Premiership scalp this season, beating West Ham in the fourth round. There's no reason why you can't beat Newcastle. And, you know, West Brom may fancy themselves in this one, won't they?
Yeah, especially after the West Ham game. I think we'll be up for this one more than we would have been if it was Oxford. No disrespect to Oxford, but you want to beat the bigger teams. I feel quite confident, actually, to be fair. They can be got out. You saw that in the other two games against Oxford. They're not untouchable, so... Yeah, I think we can get close to him. We can give him a game, maybe get ourselves through.
Yeah, it's going to be a tricky one. But West Brom, they'd have to fancy themselves a wonderful chance for them to reach the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. Now that they have sort of got that little bit closer, we know Premier League is the aim. But when you start to go that one round further, then the next stage, you know, plans change. And you go, well, we're in it now. It's 90 minutes of football. It's knockout football. It's a cup competition. Do you think West Brom's plan will change? Because... we know they've rotated, not heavily, but slightly. Could we see maybe a full-strength side being put at?
I'm not sure you'll go full-strength. I think there'll maybe a few less changes. They made 7 or 8 against West Ham. I think it'll be around that again, maybe 6. And yeah, I spoke to you about the FA Cup when we first started the show and said, you know what, we'll play the second string. I'm not fussed this year. We'll get promotion. But, you know, as you say, now that Wembley's in touching distance, suddenly you're a little bit more, let's just have a go. Let's see what we can do. And I'm in that kind of mood now. I want to see us go out against Newcastle and try and beat them.
Wayne's getting up for it. Hold fire, everyone, because the passion and the fire is starting to grow. I want to talk about that passion and fire also, Wayne, because obviously Jake Livermore come out saying he wanted to repay the fans sticking with the team. Several other players have come out and said the players, not for 1 minute, lost belief in that run. And maybe if we would have heard that 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, a few weeks back, we would have been maybe, I'm not sure if they're saying that, a little bit of PR speak. But now it's easy to go, yeah, the boys are back in. It was just a tricky time and we're through the worst of it.
Yeah, it's good to hear Jake Livermore coming and saying that. I don't really, for me, he doesn't come across as a great leader, as a captain when I'm watching him. I think Carl Bartley's more that kind of player. But it was good to hear Jake Livermore come out and say these things. I heard Connor talking about how good he was against Luton, and I can't see anything different than that. I thought he was immense against Luton. He had a bit of a dip recently, which coincided with our dip. But yeah, I thought he was great. And clearly the players are up for this season. You know, you can see that when you watch the players. Yeah. After games they've won, they're all over each other, to be honest with you. And it's good to see, and good to hear the captain coming out and saying these types of things.
Yeah, saying these types of things when we get into that home straight, it's going to be a very interesting tale towards the end of the season. I just want to quickly talk, just before that Millwall and Reading game, obviously a couple of players in, a couple of players didn't go, and, you know, they've got a few bodies over the line, Wayne. Were you happy after with their deadline day business?
Yeah, I was. Usually when West Brom leave their deals until deadline day, they're not great. But it felt like Slaven knew what he wanted. He knew where he needed players to come in and fill. And he went out and got them. And I can't complain. I thought they were good deals. Grzycki is such a good player at this level. I've been a fan of him for a few seasons now. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him play.
Yeah, and a few clubs were after him as well, obviously, but it was WBA that managed to get that signing over the line, just like they did with Lee Peltier from Cardiff City and Callum Robinson. A whole host of fan shows on Love Sport Radio saying they would have loved to have him, but he plucked for West Bromwich Albion, already in the side on the weekend. It's Millwall now coming up, then Reading. Millwall have gone through a real upturn in the second half. It's tailed off somewhat, Wayne, in the last few games, but Gary Rowett's pulled them right up to just outside the playoff chances, and it's never an easy tussle with them over 90 minutes, is it?
No, especially when you go down to the den. Yeah, I think they're kind of outsiders for playoffs, you know. They've lost just three times since Rowett took over, and I think that was like October, November maybe, so that's, you know, don't get fooled by the fact that they're mid-table. They're a good side under Rowett, and it's going to be a tricky tie.
Yeah, and what I'm hoping for, maybe I'm just putting two and two together here, Wayne, West Brom have a decent London record. They went down to, obviously, Cholton and got the result and, you know, beat West Ham in the cup. Maybe there's a little London vibe when West Brom come down here at the minute, and they might follow that with a Millwall victory.
I hope so. I saw a stat. I think it's one defeat in the last seven league trips to London. So yeah, we like playing down there. Your beer's expensive, but you know, we'll just go for the points.
Yeah, absolutely. You take the points, but I can understand about the beer. I think we could do a fan show about that and how disappointed we are, Wayne. Nothing I can do about that one, I'm afraid. Then it is Reading, middle of nowhere, home of the 12s. Unbelievable. No one wants to go to Reading away, but you have to once a season. This is what it is. Who knows? Hopefully you won't be able to go there next year because you'll be playing in the Premier League. They've another team who made that a managerial change, Boeing coming in, and they saw also an improvement. Not an easiest of titles, so to Reading away.
No, and to be fair, there's not really easy games in this division, especially in the midfield pack. I think they're all tricky games to go and play. If you want to get out this division, you've got to go and pick up points, and if we come away with 4 points from these two games, I'll be chuffed with that.
Yeah, so on that, Wayne, score predictions. We'll start it off with Millwall. What is your score prediction and how will it play out?
My head is saying 1-1, 2-2 with this one, but I've got a sneak feeling we might just sneak it. So I'll be brave and go 2-1. And I think we will get the draw against Reading, 1-1.
Do you think that they've on that now, because, you know, we go seven league games without a win, they get those results. Do you think that it is one game, and it's kind of all it took that West Brom, we're hoping, have turned that corner? And what a time to have turned the corner, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, when Leeds still struggling.
Yeah. I think with the timing with us winning the game, couldn't have been any better, to be honest, after the seven games, because we've got Pereira to come back now. He's going to be raring to go. We've got Grzycki coming into the side. It's an exciting team now. You know, I think we're going to pick up. Leeds always slide down the table at the end of the season. I don't think anyone's surprised by that. The boys behind them are the ones I'm more interested in this season. Forest, Brentford, Fulham, they're the ones I'm watching. I'm not convinced Leeds are going to be up there with us.
Yeah, why is that? Connor said the same. He said, I'm looking at Brentford, I'm looking at Fulham. No one's taking Leeds' bid once again serious.
No, I think just experience. They do it every year. I really like the Brentford side. I said last time I was on here that the Brentford side are my dark horse. I really think they're going to get automatic promotion this season. I just can't take Leeds seriously anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Wayne, always a pleasure to get you on. Wayne Gordon there from All Things Albion. Check them out, just like you did with Connor, because I'm telling you, if you need your WBA fix, we know you do. It's why we do the fan show. Check those guys out. But as always, put a question to the team. You want to chat and have your say, you can do live on air. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. The chance to do so now is next week, 9:30 to 10, every Thursday on Love Sport Radio. It is the WBA Fan Show.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.